It's time for the Did You Know Show. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on this Monday, February 6th. Noah, I'm going to let you kick us off today. What do you got?
So I'm a big water guy. I like fishing and boating and swimming. I just like being out in the water. It's how I grew up. I grew up in Louisiana. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of just natural if you're from down there. So I found this, and I thought this was pretty interesting, and so I definitely wanted to share it today. So did you know that the Amazon is the second longest river?
I don't know if I could have said that off the top of my head, but yeah, okay.
It's not a super unknown fact. I'm sure mm-hmm. there's people out there that kind of know that that's relatively, it's in the top five at yep. least. Well, did you know that there's actually not one single bridge that crosses that entire river?
Really?
Not a bridge. No walking bridge, no driving bridge, nothing man-made that will allow you to cross that river.
Really?
Yeah.
The only way to get across is by boat?
Exactly. So there's three reasons, and once you like hear the reasons, you kind of understand it. So from the beginning of time, the cities and towns that live along the coast of this river, they've always just used ferries and boats. It's just what they've always done, and they've never changed it. The second reason is that because it's so marshy, the basin of the river is so marshy, that it would be extremely expensive to build a bridge because you'd have to start so far out.
Mm.
And so doing a bridge is kind of way too expensive for the area. And then you'd think, well, for the third one, mate, what about floating bridges? Like, they could put a floating bridge up. But in the dry time, the river could be as low as 2 miles across. Mm. But during the wet season, it can get all the way up to 30 miles across. So there's like, it's just not practical. So there's not a single bridge that crosses the entire Amazon River.
That is a really good one.
That's pretty crazy.
I never knew that. Yeah. Wow. That is good stuff. I mean, when you talk about it like that, it makes sense. Why?
Right. But why you'd think the second longest river in the world doesn't have a bridge, no bridges.
Wow. That is crazy. That's a good one for sure. Wow. All right. So mine here, I've got, did you know that you are taller in the morning than you are when you go to bed?
I need to start measuring myself in the morning, go by that height.
Yeah, yeah. So gravity, of course, is an essential force on Earth. And so it's kind of the main reason for this, because when it weighs down the human body and it makes us a tiny bit shorter by the end of the day. So the gravitational forces push down on us and it applies pressure on our joints, compresses our spines, and causes our organs to settle. And all of that adds up, and it shrinks the body by about 1 centimeter from the time you get out of bed in the morning to the time you go back to bed at night. So it's not a big difference. You can't see it with the naked eye. But if you were to measure yourself every day and like average it out through a year, you'd shrink about 1 centimeter per day. But then when you go back to bed, when you lay horizontally, it gives our spines and joints time to decompress and gain back that centimeter of height that was lost during the day.
I was actually about to ask that because mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense, but it's not like when you lay down, the gravity's pulling you apart. So I guess you just settle because it's not pulling you straight down onto your joints.
Yeah, it says you get a slight reprieve when you lie down horizontally and your spine and joints have time to decompress and makes you gain that height back. So I wonder if you – obviously, you're never going to do this, but if you did like some sort of study where you had a human sleep kind of upright, kind of just laying back upright, would they like shrink over time because they wouldn't have that time ever
say that would be interesting, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah. So if you're ever looking to be as tall as possible, make sure you measure in the morning.
There you go.
Yeah. Alrighty, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 2:45 p.m. every weekday. You learn something new right here on KCHI.